Welcome, everyone. This is Jim Katsoulis, and tonight this is a teleseminar about Thanksgiving weight loss secrets. And I want to, first of all, I want to congratulate anyone who's on this call and signed up. I have a lot of respect for you because you're actually doing something, you know, to really make a change here. So hopefully I can give you some information that you'll be able to use and, you know, have the Thanksgiving that you really, really want. Because out of any holiday, you know, it's come to literally almost become synonymous with just disgustingly overeating to the point where you can't even move and almost feel pain, you know, for some people. It's kind of the joke now. So obviously for if you're in the mood to lose weight, that's a tough thing to deal with. So I want to give you some techniques and some, you know, some new beliefs perhaps and different ways to look at things, new perspectives that will hopefully give you more control on Thursday. And the important thing is this. It's not just like one day of eating is really a big deal, because it's not. Any of you that's been on the Program Yourself Thin course, it's definitely the thing I subscribe to is the 80-20 rule, that really most of your weight is created by 80% of your eating. It's the weekly stuff. You can look at the week and say, okay, that I know I eat, you know, that night I overeat that dinners and whatever. So it's the habitual things that create the weight. It's not Thanksgiving, Christmas, you know, the random birthday party or different parties, okay? So with that being said, though, what does have a tendency to happen through my experience and working with a lot of people at this time of year is that sometimes Thanksgiving becomes this kickoff to say, forget it, it's too hard to stay on track. So Thanksgiving, you know, it becomes this overeating time, and then Friday, you know, affects you. You wake up feeling kind of, you know, groggy and all the rest, almost like a food hangover. You wake up on Friday, don't eat too well, it works into Saturday. Next thing you know, it's New Year's, and you're on to resolution time to try and take the weight off that you put on during the holiday season. So what I want to do is I want to offer you a new perspective and change up the way that you're thinking about this holiday season so that literally you can think of it as a perfect time to begin losing weight so that, you know, you don't do like everyone else. You know, and that's why I totally respect that you're on this call, and I really thank you for getting on it, because you're doing something now so that you get to New Year's Eve and, you know, you're 10 pounds lighter. Think about that, you know, and that's how I want you to begin thinking about it. So the first thing we want to, you know, deal with is, what is Thanksgiving? You know, again, like I said, it's become this definition of literally just overeating, and we want to change that up, because so much of what we end up doing is dependent on what we think about it beforehand, okay? And so what I mean by that is that, you know, we've all had the experience where we go into Thanksgiving and say, oh, you know, I'm gonna watch what I eat, or I'm going to try not to eat too much. But in the back of our mind, we're imagining ourselves and we're planning on and expecting to just, you know, go crazy. You know, there's all this food, and we almost don't even know how else would you react on this day. So before, we want to prepare for it, literally, because on a day like Thanksgiving with so much social conditioning about this day, we need to prepare. We don't want to just walk into the day and, you know, not eat anything. Of course, most people have probably had the experience where they've tried dieting on a Thanksgiving. They tried staying on track with a diet, and it becomes a very unpleasant experience. So the goal for tonight is to come up with a way that you can go into Thursday and have more fun and enjoy Thanksgiving more than you ever have and stay on track. Now, when I say stay on track, I'm not saying, you know, I suggest eat more than you normally do. That's what I say. You know, do that. But keep it within that range. You know, you don't want to go to the point where, you know, you can't move. You want to keep it in a somewhat healthy range. And the beauty of that, the beauty of doing this on Thanksgiving, and I can tell you this through experience personally and with working with people, is that it becomes a huge, huge ego boost to be able to easily control your eating on Thanksgiving. Because it's like if you can do it on Thanksgiving, it's like most of the other times, you know, it becomes easier. So it's like I love working with people before, you know, Thanksgiving, you know, New Year's parties, you know, big food-related parties, because when people are able to go into those situations and still maintain control easily, and that's the key word, is easily and enjoyably, then they really start to see how weight loss can be completely different for them. And so that's what I'm hoping to offer you today. So the real problem with Thanksgiving, again, is, like I said, it's assumed that we're going to eat as much as possible. So tonight what I want to do is put a new idea in your mind, and I want you to create that idea yourself and build on it, where you can literally imagine whatever scenario you're going into and imagine yourself eating the way that you want to, okay? And so we're going to talk about that now. We're going to say, exactly how do you want to eat? Now, I would suggest don't do the dieting thing. Don't do it, well, I'm only going to eat, you know, salad, you know? Enjoy yourself, you know, do what the other people are doing in a sense. You know, you want to join in with them. That's part of the fun of Thanksgiving. It's that rapport, it's that family connection, it's all that. You want to be part of that, but you also want to be able to be done and, you know, feel good. Have some energy in your body. Wake up Friday and feel really good, not just physically, but also understanding that, you know, you really hit a home run with Thanksgiving. If you can do it on Thanksgiving, you can do it any day. So the first thing is to literally imagine a new Thanksgiving. Think about it right now. Everyone on this call has some idea of what they're going to do on Thursday. Everyone's got some idea in their mind of, you know, you know where you're going to go. Most of the time, you've probably gone there multiple years now. But you have some idea in your mind of where you're going and what you're going to do. And so this directs a lot of our behavior. We don't have to think about every single thing that we do. Obviously, when you wake up in the morning, it's not like you have to think about, you know, oh, well, where are my clothes? Oh, okay, it's time to get dressed now. Now it's time to walk down the stairs, you know. Now it's time to make breakfast. Where's the bread? Oh, it's over there. So you don't have to think all that stuff out. You already know it, and it's like you're almost already doing it. It's like you're kind of just like your body's already going. So this is a completely normal function of being human. You can't think of every little single thing that you're going to do. I often use the car, driving a car example. And you know when you first learned to drive a car, there was a million parts to it, in a sense. You know, you had to learn, you know, the signals, the braking, the gas pedal, you know, keeping it smooth, you know, steering, all these things going on, and it seemed like a real lot. And as you got to know it, as you just become comfortable with and familiar with it, now it just seems like, well, I just get in the car and drive. You know what I mean? So all those bits of information, all those different behaviors that you had to figure out, now have just kind of been chunked into like, well, it's just driving a car. And now you can just do it automatically. So the same sort of thing happens when we think about certain days. And we almost literally, it becomes like a self-fulfilling prophecy where we literally, we say, okay, well, it's Thanksgiving. I'm going to, you know, throw everything away. I'm going to eat everything. So it's like we want to find a balance point with that. Again, let it be a day where you eat more than normal and you eat a little bit more than you normally do, but you don't go like way overboard. So we want to find some sort of balance. And that's a key part of this because how often do you see with weight loss, it's this all or nothing type mentality. You know, it's either I'm going to eat everything in front of me or I got to go on a diet. You know what I mean? That becomes nothing. So we want to find something in the middle, you know, something where you can enjoy yourself, but you can also feel good. All right. We're going to get into how to do that automatically in a few moments. So it becomes literally, how do I want to act on Thanksgiving? Now, again, you already have some idea of where you're going. Now, this is the way the mind works. We basically presuppose what's going to happen because of what happened before. So if you've had Thanksgivings where you've eaten so much and then, you know, you felt horrible, it's common to say, oh man, here comes Thanksgiving, I'm going to eat everything, and you expect that to happen. But the problem is this, you don't give your mind a new direction to go into, okay? So this is a real important point. And again, some of you have taken the Program Yourself Think course understand this. The unconscious mind, our minds do not understand negatives. So it's not enough to say, oh, don't do that. Don't eat too much. Don't overeat. You know, don't eat all that food. Don't eat all the pie. Okay? That doesn't work in order to really change behaviors because it creates like a vacuum. The unconscious mind needs specific direction of what to do. And that's what we're going to create tonight. So it's not enough just to say, don't do this. I'm not going to do that. I got to stop doing that. That's a first step to recognize what you don't want to do, but then it needs to flip over very quickly into what you want to do, how you want to be. And so recognize there's a level of control and power with this because before it's almost like, well, you know, it's Thanksgiving, you know, I eat everything, you know, I can't help it, you know, and there's this kind of loss of power. We kind of give it up sometimes by accepting that Thanksgiving means we're going to eat everything. So we want to take that back. Take that back, that ability to decide exactly who you're going to be, exactly how you're going to eat, based on your own terms, okay? So it's a little bit different, you know? Maybe we didn't learn this way necessarily growing up, you know? We basically, you know, we got in a situation and it was just everyone eat. And so we want to change that up. So we're going to talk about a few different things, but let's start by literally just imagining, giving your mind a new direction of what you can do on Thanksgiving so you can eat exactly the way that you want to. Now, when we do this, it's not just taking all the food out. We want to, you want to add some real fun to it, some real, you know, energy and excitement to this whole process. And that's what's going to end up driving a lot of it. So just right off the bat, just kind of get a start here. We're going to build up on this idea you have in your mind. Is in your mind, if you're able to, close your eyes, because it'll help you imagine a little bit clearer. What I want you to do is I want you to kind of imagine starting off the day on Thursday, wherever you expect to be. Now, again, if you're going to, you know, your parents' house or some aunt's house and you're staying over the night on Wednesday night, imagine yourself waking up on Thursday morning, wherever you expect to be, okay? And, you have some idea of what's going to happen. So we want to take those things you expect to happen. You know, maybe, you know, every Thanksgiving you go to a football game in the morning, or, you know, you do something, you have some sort of routines, okay? You want to put those into your mind as you think about this. And we want to keep all those routines. We want to keep all the fun, but we just want to regulate the amount of eating. And we're going to do that by allowing you to feel the way that you want to, so that you can almost take an outsider's look on this. Okay, so it's like if you could, you know, watch a movie of yourself on a typical Thanksgiving, and you could kind of watch it, you know, just like, you know, in football they watch the films from the previous week. It's almost like that. So it allows you to have this sort of objectiveness about it. So you can kind of really look at it and be like, oh, you know, I don't need that. If I had a little more, you know, awareness here, I would, you know, I wouldn't do that. So that's what we want to add here. So when you imagine yourself on Thursday, kind of bring yourself in your mind through what you expect to have happen. You wake up in the morning, wherever you expect to wake up, and imagine yourself kind of going through what you're doing, you know, through the day, going through whatever you're doing, and see yourself feeling the way that you want to. So the first thing I'm going to suggest that you add to yourself in this movie that you're making is that you add some relaxation, okay? Just imagine that it's a Thanksgiving, and regardless of whatever situation is, you're just in a relaxed and, you know, kind of relatively happy mood, all right? So just imagine if you felt that way. Notice how you may begin to eat a little different. Maybe notice how you may act a little different. And just kind of go through the day feeling relaxed, feeling calm, feeling healthy, just feeling good in general. Whether you expect to be or not, I just want you to imagine if that was the case, how it would be different. Would you eat a little slower? If you ate a little slower, would you recognize that you had enough food and stop a little sooner? And I want you to see yourself with the type of control that you would like to have. Notice what that would feel like. There's a rhythm to the day. Notice there's going to be a different rhythm to the day and a rhythm in your body when you're in control and feeling the way that you want to, as opposed to when you feel like you're totally out of control. You know, just kind of, you're just almost in a trance, literally, just eating, okay? So just imagine that on Thursday. Just get a rough idea, and I want you to kind of go into Thursday night, and then imagine what it would be like waking up Friday morning, wherever you expect to wake up, and think and imagine if on Thursday you ate relatively well, so that you felt good. You could look at it and say, all right, you know, I can do this now. I can actually continue to lose weight even during the holidays. So imagine what that would feel like. And notice that feels good. Notice it feels motivating. So there's no limits, there's no breaks on what you can do with your body, all right? So, okay, so pull that out. So we're gonna work on that image. We're going to make it more and more crisp, more real, and we're going to give it more and more power so that by the time Thursday comes, it just seems real natural to follow along with that, okay? So I hope you're getting the power of this, because before, recognize, we're all master programmers, we're all master hypnotists of ourselves. You know, generally, we end up doing what we expected we were going to do. Okay, in situations that we're familiar with, holidays definitely fall into that category most of the time. We're familiar with what's going to happen because it's based on ritual and routine and, you know, it's the holidays. We do a certain sort of thing. So there's a certain comfort with knowing what we're going to do and doing the exact same thing every year. So we want to keep as much of that as we can and just regulate the eating a bit so that it's really enjoyable and it's fun and all the rest of it, and we feel good about it. So, again, and you may notice this is a different way than maybe you've thought about it before. And one other thing, I want you to put aside any questioning of this at the moment, okay? Just accept what I'm saying for the next, you know, half hour, 45 minutes, and just go along with it. And you're going to find that on Thanksgiving, the big difference is it's going to feel like you have a choice, okay? So if you thought about Thanksgiving before and you've ever had any difficulty with it, it's almost because it just, it's like you're in a trance. It's like literally like you don't even recognize what you're doing. It's just like next thing you know, it's the nighttime, you're done eating, and you just, you know, you're totally full. Next thing you know, it's Friday. You're eating again. You know, it becomes this almost this unconscious pattern of behavior. And so what we want to do is create this new pattern of behavior. All right? So another thing I want to talk about, whenever there's ritual, whenever there's kind of family functions, there's a certain level of expectation put on us by other people. Okay? So as you begin to change some of your behavior, especially on Thanksgiving, one of the biggest mistakes that you can make, and some of you I'm sure have experienced this, is mentioning or telling everyone that you are on a diet at Thanksgiving. So one thing I would suggest is that you don't mention this to anyone, okay? You just keep it to yourself. If someone notices that, hey, you know, you're not eating as much as you normally do, they say, yeah, you know, I'm enjoying the food a lot. It's really good. You know, I didn't even notice. I guess I'm not eating as much as I normally do. Because the one thing about families or familiar situations socially is there's expectations put on us. So if you've been known as, you're the one, you always eat three helpings of food and you're known for that, you know, or, oh, you eat really fast, or you're the dessert person, you know, you love sweets and you always have to have, you know, two pieces of pie or whatever it is. Sometimes we get these labels put on us and we accept them and, you know, believe them and we live into them and we act into them. So, again, anyone who's been through the personal, the Program Yourself Thing course knows that we need to redefine ourselves, okay? Because that's the big difference when we create real, true, permanent weight change. It's not the body. The body follows the mind, okay? And that's always the case. Every single time it's the case. So as your focus becomes more on who you want to be, healthy, lean, have energy, and a good time socially, really having fun, connecting with people, enjoying the food, as you let that become your new self-image. So just keep that in the back of your mind. Come up with ways to deal with that. Because I remember, for me personally, that was one of the biggest challenges. I had become a vegetarian, and I grew up in a Greek family. And so I was like the joke, you know, that they made that movie, Big Fat Greek Wedding. I said, you know, it was called that for a reason. There's a reason they didn't call it, you know, my lean, healthy, skinny Greek wedding. And it's because Greek people, all they do is eat. Even to the point on Easter, we don't eat meat for a week, so that we can eat it on Saturday night at 1 in the morning, have a 10-pound lamb feast. So I came from a whole background of, you know, big eating family. And so the first Thanksgiving of not eating meat was a challenge. It wasn't a challenge for me not to eat meat. That was easy. And I made my decision. I knew I didn't want it. But it was dealing with, you know, all the comments and, you know, and everyone's expectations of me. So whenever in a social situation, a social group, where the same kind of things go on, you're going to notice that you kind of have a role to play, you know, and if that role involved eating excessive amounts of food, you need to recognize that, because that'll be an unconscious trigger to affect your behavior. And so you want to recognize as many of those as you can and prepare yourself for them so that you can come up with, you know, solutions to it. And you'll find that this is truly the secret. See, if you go, and you, again, like I said, you may have had this experience where if you go in, oh, I'm on a diet this year, then it's like you're playing a new game that year. Everyone else is playing the game. Let's see how much we can torture until the person caves. You know, so we don't want to play that game. We want to go into it knowing exactly what's going to get us the outcome we want. And so, I would strongly suggest flying under the radar on this whole thing. Okay, and one of the things I'll talk about, this is one of my favorite things. If someone does, oh, you know, here you go, eat this, is pushing food onto you, the secret to that one, and it works pretty much every time, is rather than, oh, I can, I shouldn't, you know, those things are like red flags. It's like, literally, it's like daring, you know. So it's like, if someone offers you some food and you say, oh, I shouldn't, it's like you might as well dare them. It's because it's like you're saying to them, go ahead and try and tempt me into eating it. Just go ahead and try. Do everything you can. Don't leave me alone until I give in. That's literally what it's like for the other person. And again, if you've done this, you know what I'm talking about, okay? So we want to skip that. You know, we want to get rid of that. We want to, you know, save as much energy as possible so that, you know, we can go through the day exactly the way that we want to. So the easiest way to do that is rather than the I can or, you know, I shouldn't or, you know, I'm on a diet, is just to do the, you know, I choose not to. You know, I'm good with that. I enjoyed it. I had a piece of it already. It was really good. And, you know, I'm going to save my appetite for something else, okay? So it's like sometimes these phrases help, all right? And it just makes it easier because, you know, you just want it to be a one, you know, you say one thing. I choose not to. I'd rather not. I've had enough. you know, and be congruent with that. So, now the next thing I want to kind of get to is the idea of motivation, because in terms of influencing behavior, most of the time people will rely on willpower alone. But willpower alone is a very difficult way to create change in your life and specifically in your behaviors. So what we want to do is use a different kind of technique, a different way to create motivation, right? Let me kind of talk about a little bit about willpower. I mean, what's the presupposition there? The idea with willpower is that you need it to stop yourself from doing something that you really want to do, okay? So you say, you know, there's some food that you really love, and you're going to use willpower to try and stop yourself from doing it, right? And it's a struggle. It's a struggle right from the very get-go, because in your mind, it's something that you truly enjoy. You really love it, you know, all this stuff. And you want to stop yourself because, you know, you want to lose some weight too, right? But the more real, the more emotional connection is to how much you love that food. You know, it's just a real strong emotional connection to it, and you're trying to stop it with your willpower, okay? So that's generally the method people will use to influence their behaviors and to change their behaviors. What I want to suggest to you is a different way, okay? Because in this scenario that I just talked about, the truth is that the food, whatever food it is, tastes good, okay? We'll leave that alone, okay? It tastes good. But there are other things that you can focus on that will naturally create the motivation for you to want to eat well, all right? So this is a nice way. You can, again, reference, if there's been times in your life when you've eaten exactly the way that you want to, then you can reference those times. And if you know someone else, you know, you can kind of model what they do. But basically it comes down to this. Whenever you want to create motivation for yourself, it's important to recognize the difference between means and ends. What I mean by that is that, you know, there's a saying, it's a means to an end. And so most of our behavior falls into this formula. So the eating becomes a means to an end. But the end becomes, you know, it feels good in our body. It tastes good. Okay? It makes me feel, you know, comfortable. You know, so we have comfort food. Right? So the same thing, though, is true when you want the body that you want. It's a means to an end. The body is a means to an end. So it's going to allow you to feel, you know, control, pride, healthy, strong, you know, attractive, sexy, you know, successful, accomplished. Whatever it is that having the specific body is going to give to you is truly the reason why you're want to control your eating, okay? So it's important to think of it this way. Again, sometimes we'll think about the food in a very, we'll think about that in the end's way. We think about that in a very strong emotional way. And then we think about losing weight. And if there's any emotion, it's usually a negative one. I got to lose weight. I'm trying to diet. So it's like it's messed up the way that we perceive it. And that is the difficulty. The way that we're perceiving it is the problem. So we want to change the way that we perceive these things. And it is easy because we have the truth on our side. So you know, I can almost guarantee that there's been times when you've eaten way too much food. And you know that feeling of having, you know, sharp pains in your side, the feeling of hardly being able to move, almost being like comatose, you know, just like literally having like a being drunk on food, you know, being out of control. So there's that feeling that you know and you've experienced. And I'm assuming it's not one that you really want to feel. You may feel it somewhat regularly, but it's not one that you look forward to feeling and enjoy and want to feel. So what we want to do is we want to get to the other feeling that you do want. And I'm assuming that is in control, you know, being powerful, being strong, being lean, being physically fit. So these are the things that I want you to focus on right now even, and you're going to find that when you get into Thanksgiving, you're going to be able to, you know, call upon these feelings to help you naturally and automatically. You'll see your behaviors beginning to change. You'll see yourself, you know, the food doesn't have the power that it had because you tapped into the power of what you truly, truly want in your body and in your life. All right. So what I want to do now is, before we go back to the Thursday idea, I'm going to go through a technique and kind of a exercise here that's one of my favorites, and it's really a core of what I do for multiple reasons. Now, it's not important to understand what all those reasons are for it to be extremely powerful, but this is basically how it works. We're going to imagine, I want you to imagine yourself exactly the way that you want to be, okay? And because, again, a lot of times we're thinking about what we don't want. I don't want to be so heavy. I got to lose some weight. I don't want to keep overeating. I don't want to be so lazy. So it's like we're constantly defining ourselves in ways of what we don't want, and we need to change that up so we begin defining ourselves in ways that we want to be, so that you can truly, completely, you know, associate into exactly how you want to be, and it becomes real, more and more real to you. So you can see yourself. When's the last time you thought of yourself being in control? When's the last time you thought of yourself being the healthy one? When's the last time you thought of yourself being, you know, completely able to control your behaviors and feeling powerful and strong, you know, and being lean and really being the healthy person? So, you know, maybe you have, maybe you haven't, but it never hurts to continually boost that feeling up, and that's what we're going to do right now. And I want you to really associate into it. So, again, as we do this, it's pure generative. It's like brainstorming. There's nothing critical. It's not, oh, that can never happen. Oh, that won't happen. It's not about disappointment if it doesn't happen. It's purely imagining what it would be like to have that happen. So the difference, I mean, you imagine, you know, you watch TV and you see, you know, some millionaire show, and you imagine what it's like to be a millionaire. You watch, you know, some game show, and the person wins, you know, $500,000. You imagine yourself, oh man, what would that be like? Yeah, and it feels nice. Okay, so what we want to do though is we want to imagine what it feels like to have the exact body you want, and to think the way that you want to. Okay, so basically, you're teaching yourself and you're training yourself exactly how you want to be. And when you do this, you're going to begin to experience a level of control over your behaviors that you may not have experienced before. So as we do this, again, if you can close your eyes, it's better because it allows you to imagine in a more vivid and powerful way. But what I want you to do is begin to imagine tomorrow morning. So tomorrow morning you're in bed, and I want you to imagine you're in the exact body that you want, okay? So I want you to just imagine it's been a miracle night, you know, something happened and you've woken up, you're awake in the exact body that you want to be in. The exact weight, the exact size, the exact shape, exactly how you want to look. Right? Now I want you to imagine that you're in bed and you've just woken up, your eyes are still closed, and I want you to imagine what that feels like. I want you to truly imagine. Notice how different your thoughts would be. There wouldn't be any thoughts about, oh, I need to lose some weight, I wonder if this is ever going to happen. Those would be gone. Totally gone. You would be successful. You would have the exact body you want. And I want you to imagine what that would feel like. How would you anticipate the day? Right? We were talking about how we think about our day before we live it a lot of times. How would you think about the day differently? If it was tomorrow morning, so you have some idea what's going to happen tomorrow. You're either working or you're not, whatever you're doing. Imagine that you have the exact body that you want, with the strength and the attractiveness, and the excitement you would feel perhaps, all the things you would feel. I mean, would you feel like a little kid on Christmas Day? You know, think about what it would feel like. The exact body. Your eyes are still closed. You're lying in bed. And now I want you to imagine what that body would feel like. Like, run your hands over your body. What part of your body would you feel first? Which part of your body would you most excited to feel if this happened? And then imagine yourself hopping up out of bed. You get up out of bed, and you find yourself in front of whatever mirror you're looking at, you normally look at. And you see yourself. And it's not only do you look better physically, just because you're the weight you want and the health you want, but because you're so excited, and because you're happy about the way that you're looking, what kind of energy are you giving off? What are your eyes saying? What kind of feeling are you communicating? Okay? And I just want you to imagine this. What would this be like? Imagine getting dressed in the morning. Imagine if you're in that body. What would it be like to get dressed? You know, imagine all the clothes that fit you. What would it be like to get dressed? How easy, how much more enjoyable would that process be? What would it be like to look at yourself in that mirror? You know, how would you look at yourself? What part of your body would you look at? Look at it. Check it out. You know, have fun with this. Play around. Be like a little kid with this. You know, what would you look at? What would you be excited about? Would you go and run and show someone? So I want you to feel all those things. And then imagine yourself going through the day. Now, this is the best part. What would you eat for breakfast? You know, how would you eat? Would you find it difficult to eat well? Would you find it hard to drink water? Right? Probably not. Okay? Recognize our behaviors are dictated by what we're thinking about, what our focus is mentally. So as you kind of go through this, notice how your behaviors automatically change. Notice how you walk differently. Notice how when you're out in public, you're running into different people, and you feel different walking around in public. Notice if you go shopping, how you feel different in that body. Notice all these changes and experience them. Really associate into what it would be like. Imagine different people come up to you and say things, complimenting you, asking you how you did it. I want you to feel all that success, that power, that control, the sexiness, the attractiveness, the zest for life, literally. Would you be more excited about your life? Think about that. Would you be more excited about this life that you have? This one shot you got. It's not dress rehearsal. Would you get more out of life with this body, feeling this way? And then imagine yourself going through lunch, going through dinner. If you're working, imagine what work would be like. If you're home, imagine what home would be like. Whatever you think you're going to do tomorrow, imagine this body. And let it go through to the end of the night. You get back in bed. What's it feel like to get back in bed with that body? Notice how much lighter your thoughts are. Right? So this is one of my favorite techniques. The reason being that it really jazzes up the good part of you. How often are we not thinking this way? We're thinking the exact opposite sometimes. And we start constantly thinking about ourselves in a negative way until it finally becomes a truth. Okay? But as you feel those positive things, do you feel better now? As you were imagining, did you feel a little more excited? Right? If you felt disappointed, then you're not being, you know, you're thinking about it too much. You know, you want to just totally, if it happened, just totally playing. You know, just like that type of attitude, that mentality of a child, just playing around, just imagining what it would feel like. Now, why do you do that? Because it makes you feel good about eating healthy. Right? I mean, what do we see? 3,000 ads a day average, a person sees advertisements. Every one of those advertisements, and I say about 1,500 of them are food, 1,500 times a day, we're getting reinforcements that food is the most wonderful thing in the world, right? So it's like, it's very important to make a distinction between what is true and genuine feeling, okay? I worked with a lady today, and we talked about how food for her was a reward. And at night, you know, she was a very busy life. At night, she would eat, and it was for reward, okay? So the reward that she felt, oh, it's really high. At the end of the day, it's like the most reward I can get. And when we kept talking and we compared, you know, what's the most reward she ever felt? It's when she had the exact body she wanted and she was surprising a bunch of people, family, and they hadn't seen her. And she was able to wear clothes that she'd never worn before. She was able to feel feelings she had not felt before. Wonderful feelings, incredible feelings. She'd forgotten about them, and she put that reward 1,000 times higher than eating at night. Okay? So that's what we need to do regularly. Because we live in a society that doesn't support our true success, okay? It's just that way. So we see all these ads for foods that don't support us in getting the things that we want. And we need to intentionally give ourselves advertisements for what we want. And this is one way to do it, one very, very powerful way. Because you remind yourself of your potential. You remind yourself of what you are capable of. You remind yourself of what it feels like to truly feel incredible, to truly feel powerful and successful and healthy and all the other things. So we need to feel more and more of that. Sometimes people will try and use negative reinforcement to make themselves do something. So they'll look themselves in the mirror and just, oh, you know, you're worthless, you're horrible, and it's on and on and on, trying to get themselves motivated. That's not a way to create motivation. As a matter of fact, you know that it makes you feel worse and worse and worse, and you're less likely to do anything. So what we want to do is consistently see ourselves the way that we want to be. Not be delusional about it, but to recognize who we want to be, what we want to accomplish and what we want to do, and to always keep that in the forefront of our mind, to keep that right in front of us, that idea of who we want to be. So that when you walk into Thanksgiving dinner, you have that idea of who you are now, who you really truly want to be, and who you know you already are, and let that come to the forefront so that you're operating right through that persona. Literally, this new personality. And you're going to find that when you do that, when you step into this new personality and begin acting this way, that your behaviors automatically change. Okay? Because notice, when you thought about yourself that way, you didn't have the mind battles that you have on a typical day, perhaps. You're not, oh, should I have cookies? Should I have cake? Should I have snacks? Should I have soda? Those things don't go on because those thoughts are replaced by, I want to go out tonight. I want to go over here and, you know, run. I want to go walk up the stairs. It's a different focus. So, one thing I just want to mention real quick is a thing called reticular activation system. Very important to understand. It's an unconscious process that literally manifests and creates our world in front of us. So, you know it and you've experienced it when you've driven whatever car you're driving and you drive around and you notice that car all over the place. Okay, and you see that. So, you're not looking for it. It just pops into your awareness. So this happens because of what we're thinking in our mind, what's truly important to us. So if we're constantly thinking about ourselves in a negative way, we start to notice things that support that worldview. Okay? So what we need to do is to think of ourselves in a positive way, a strong positive way that we deserve to think of ourselves as regularly, and you're going to find that your behaviors begin to change. You begin living up to it. So Let's leave talking ourselves down, beating ourselves up behind. It's not working, okay? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over, expecting a different result. Beating ourselves up does not work. I don't know a single successful person that truly beats themselves up. You may be hard on yourself and expect great things. That's different than beating ourselves up into a pulp so, you know, we can't lift our head. So again, begin to be nice to yourself. Give yourself permission to be successful and to be happy, okay? And so that's what that process and that exercise is all about. And in a moment, we're going to combine both of those together so that you can literally program yourself, even if it's just in your mind. And I want to mention this. The unconscious mind does not know the difference between vivid imagination and reality. Understand how important this is and how true this is. Let me give you an example first. When you go to a movie and you're just watching light flashing through celluloid, and yet you're having all sorts of emotions, aren't you? If you watch a horror movie, you have specific emotions. If you watch a love story, you have different emotions. Now, it's the exact same setup. It's literally light you're watching. It's light flashing through celluloid, and yet it's completely dictating the emotions that you are having. How is this possible? Because you're looking at this light and you're giving it meaning. You're watching this movie and you're living vicariously through the characters. You're putting yourself into the main character's shoes and into where they are, and you're absorbing all those feelings. You're making them real and you're really feeling them. Okay? So unconscious mind, the way we think about things, when we imagine it, it makes it real in our bodies. It makes it very real on a certain level. So what we want to do, you may say, give up the idea, if you're thinking this, that, oh, it's just imagination, this is stupid, I'm just pretending, all the rest of it. Pretending is extremely powerful because most things in your life happen the way that you pretend them or imagine they're going to. You have some idea what's going to happen tomorrow. You have some idea where you're going to wake up and you're going to go when you wake up and what you're going to do. And most likely that's what's going to happen. Sometimes something different comes along. But Thanksgiving falls right into that. Most of our eating behaviors do. And so we want to begin to imagine ourselves during Thanksgiving having more strength and more power and more control than we've ever had in our lives. And you know this is going to work because you've never done this before. At best, most likely at best, you have tried dieting. You've tried eating well. And maybe you've even succeeded. Okay? But what I want to do, and if you have, that's awesome. Build on that. Again, I want you to take whatever's been successful in the past and build on it so it's even more successful, so it's even easier. Okay? That's the idea here. We're always... It's based on Tony Robbins. Anthony Robbins has an idea, a philosophy called CANI, C-A-N-I, constant and never-ending improvement. And so it's this idea, how can I be healthier? But it's not just how can I be healthier in the dieting mindset, how can I be healthier and make myself more miserable? It's how can I be healthier in a natural, automatic, and enjoyable way? We're allowed to ask that question. There's no law against that. So how can we go to Thanksgiving and have a better time than you've ever had in your life? Now think about that question. Do you have to eat everything in sight to have a great time? Has that worked in the past? If you've done that in the past, have you felt great afterwards? So again, there's a balance, and most of the time, a balance is what truly will make us happy. In general, it seems to be the way it is. So again, we want to create that balance in our mind before we get into the situation, so we're prepared for it. So when we do get into that situation, we're ready, and we feel comfortable with it. And before we're in that situation, we're looking forward to it. We're not nervous about it. We're not, here comes another Thanksgiving, I'm just going to blow it again. We're not depressed about it. We're literally making the best out of it. And just a quick side note, I have nothing to do with weight. What is the outcome? I mean, if you're lucky, you're going to eat a dinner with, family or friends or maybe people that, you don't get to see enough of, and you get an opportunity to really see them. So, you ask yourself the question, if food was not the focus of Thanksgiving, what would it be? Answer that for yourself. If food wasn't the focus for Thanksgiving, what would be the focus for you? What's second place? Or what is first place, if food isn't the focus anyways. But if food wasn't the focus, if you took food out of the equation, what would be the thing that would be most your main focus for Thanksgiving? Is it somebody you haven't get to see enough of? Is it a new addition to the family, that you want to see more of, or meet or get to know? Is it just hanging out with people that you're really friends with and, it's just fun doing that? So recognize what it is that you truly want. Subtract the food out of it for just a second, and what is it that you truly want from Thanksgiving? Okay? And just keep that in your mind, all right? Now, before we combine these two things and really create a strong idea of what Thanksgiving is going to be, I want to mention one more thing. But actually, it's kind of a combination of things here. The idea is, of short-term results, okay? So one of the main things that I hear when I work with people, one of the biggest challenges people tend to have is the idea of food giving them instant gratification, okay? And I agree with that 100%. When you eat food, you know, it's that instant satisfaction, instant gratification, no doubt. That's true. We're going to leave that. We know that, okay? But what I want to do for a moment is take your focus and put it onto another type of instant gratification. And it's the instant gratification you get when you make a good decision, when you eat appropriately, when you stop yourself and you're completely perfectly nourished. You've had just enough and you knew when to stop. Everyone's experienced that. Remember that feeling? Is that not instant gratification as well? When you've made the right decision, when you've made a decision that you know is going to make you feel better, isn't there instant gratification with that as well? Right? And so maybe it's not even as good as the food. Maybe it's a lower level of instant gratification, but it is instant gratification and it feels good. Okay? So again, when you combine that with the idea of who you truly want to be, who you know you are, the potential that you really have, you start to begin to crave. You begin craving that feeling of making the right choice. It becomes addicting. And that's what I'm talking about. It's not to eat well on Thanksgiving. One day of eating is not going to change anything. It's estimated that we eat an average of, you know, 500 to 1,000 calories more on Thanksgiving than a normal day. So that 500 to 1,000 calories is not going to really make that big of a difference physically. Emotionally and mentally, it does, though. It becomes one more, reinforcement for how we have no control over food, or it can be one more reinforcement for how you're in complete control of food. You're the one who decides that. Okay? But the nice thing about being on this call and talking about it right now is you can prepare yourself the way that you want to be. You know, exactly the way that you want to be about it. Right? And that's the beauty of this. So begin thinking that way and recognize that there is an instant gratification with being healthy and making healthy choices. You've experienced that instant gratification. It's there. So just remember it. Remind yourself of that. That's what it takes. That's the big difference. It's not that the instant gratification doesn't exist. It's that the food instant gratification is reinforced at least 1,500 times a day. And you see it constantly with each commercial. So we need to remind ourselves and advertise to ourselves the instant gratification of making the right choice and the cumulative effect of that, which is a really wonderful feeling. But I want you to imagine, what would happen if you woke up Friday, you knew you ate well on Thanksgiving, right? Would it make you more likely to eat well on Friday? If you ate well on Friday and it was easy and enjoyable, would it be more likely to eat well on the weekend? Right? And then if you woke up Monday morning and you thought back about your holiday weekend and you said, oh, wow, I was in control the whole weekend. It was easy and it was enjoyable. Would that be a whole different place to start your week off? And if that whole week went by and you ate well and the weekend, you see what I'm saying? It goes on. And then, you know, 2 weeks later you go to a Christmas party. Are you scared of it? Is it one more reason why you have to lose weight? Is it one more reason to feel bad about yourself? Or does it become one more reason to get excited that you're really making a change, the exact change that you want to make? See? So as you begin focusing on it, there's lots of pleasure here. There's lots of gratification. As a matter of fact, I'm going to say that there's more. I believe, I say this all the time, that nothing tastes as good as thin feels. Nothing tastes as good as healthy and lean feels, right? Being in control feels. So the problem is that we didn't look at it that way, okay? So as you begin looking at it this way, it's going to make it easier and easier. So let's combine a bunch of these things together and create a scenario in an imagination in our mind of what Thanksgiving, the Thanksgiving that we want. Now, before we go into this, let me just make a quick disclaimer. Don't make it ridiculous, okay? You don't have to make it so that, like, you go in there and you imagine yourself not eating anything. Or you just eat, you know, you eat a piece of lettuce and a glass of water, okay? You don't want to make it ridiculous. You want to make it truly enjoyable, but see yourself. Add some things to your imagination of Thanksgiving that maybe aren't normally there. What I mean by that, kind of what I said before, add some extra relaxation to yourself, okay? So you see yourself, you know, being calm and relaxed during dinner so that you can kind of naturally make the right choice. See yourself feeling strong, feeling healthy and powerful. If you feel that way, are you more likely to make better choices, right? So see yourself having the qualities that naturally lead you to eat the way that you want to. Okay, so that's the idea here. All right, so what I want you to do is close your eyes, and let's go into Thanksgiving again. So again, it's Thursday morning, and you have some idea of where you're going to be. Imagine you're waking up wherever you expect to be Thursday morning, and you're in the body you have now, and I want you to begin to feel strong, though. I want you to feel strong, powerful, like you've made a decision. The real strength and power that you would like to feel. Okay, just imagine that you're feeling it in your body. In a good mood, happy that you have the day off, happy that you're, you know, able to see whoever you're going to see and do whatever you're going to do. And as you get up, I want you to imagine yourself going through the day, whatever you expect to have happen, whatever you're planning on happen, and I want you to imagine going through that feeling exactly the way that you want to. Maybe it's feeling a little more relaxed, maybe it's having more patience, maybe it's being more grateful for whatever, you know, you get to do on that day, whoever you get to be with on that day. And so imagine yourself going through the little things, you know, going through the morning, whatever you expect to have happen, feeling and acting exactly the way that you want to, and letting it go forward, doing exactly what you think you're going to do, whatever you have planned, whatever idea you have in your mind, feeling exactly the way that you want to, feeling calm, relaxed, able to be exactly the way that you want to be. And let dinner come in your mind. Imagine what dinner is like. Who's at dinner? Who do you see? Where are you sitting? What room are you in? Notice all the food in front of you, all the food that's there. And again, if there was appetizers before, you know, imagine yourself around all that food, feeling exactly the way that you want to. If you had complete control over how you felt, would you like to feel more confidence? Would you like to feel healthier? Would you like to feel more relaxed? Would you like to feel strong, powerful? What things would you like to feel? And begin imagining what it would feel like in that situation, feeling that way. And imagine what dinner would be like. Notice how you would eat. Would you like to eat slower? Would you like to eat more in control? Bringing a ton of awareness onto what you're doing. And now if the food isn't the main thing anymore, what would replace it? Would you talk to people more? Would you just appreciate the situation you were in more? What would take the place of all the attention that was going to food before? What else would you focus on? I mentioned if the food wasn't number one, what was the secondary focus? And how would this calm, relaxed way of doing this change that up? So that you could actually have more fun than you've had in a long time. Realizing the food's always been enjoyable, but maybe there was things that were even more enjoyable than that. And so imagine how you want to eat. See yourself drinking a glass of water and enjoying it. See yourself eating a salad just so that you can make sure that you get some raw, fresh food into you that day. It'll make you feel better afterwards. And see yourself eating exactly what you want to. See dessert coming. Whatever dessert you imagine are going to be there, imagine they're getting cut. Imagine they're passing them out. How do you want to eat them? Do you want to take a small piece? Do you want to take a bite of someone else's? Do you want to take two whole pieces? Do you want, you know, how do you want to eat dessert? Not how you've eaten dessert in the past, but how do you want to eat dessert? How can you get the most pleasure out of it? Because again, eating five pieces of pie is not the most pleasure because it feels like crap afterwards. So taking that into account, how do you want to eat? What's the perfect amount of food for you to eat? What's the perfect way to eat it? And so imagine that. And see yourself. See the dinner ending. See people getting up. See yourself feeling strong. See yourself feeling comfortable, enjoying the way that you feel, feeling energy. And notice all these things. Feel them in your body. And then let it go through till you get wherever you're going to go that night. If you're going to stay somewhere, you're back in your room, whatever room you're in, or maybe you're back home in your bed. And even before you get into bed, actually, notice how it feels. The dinner's over and you're doing whatever you're doing. Maybe you're watching TV or reading a book chronically or whatever you're doing. And notice how it feels to have eaten the perfect amount of food so that you still have energy and you still enjoyed yourself. And notice how you're thinking differently, how you feel good about yourself, how you've reinforced a good behavior, and how nice that feels. Talk about gratification. How nice does it feel to know that you did something good? And then let yourself go to sleep, and then imagine waking up Friday morning, wherever you imagine you're going to wake up, and reflecting on the day before and how easy it was to eat exactly the way that you wanted to and what that feels like. Again, does that make it more likely that you're going to continue eating well. And then imagine going through the weekend, and imagine waking up Monday morning, and you've eaten perfectly well, kept right in line with what you want to do. Imagine standing on a scale on Monday morning, and a couple pounds have come off. Just imagine it. All right, so there it is. Now, what I would suggest is that tonight, run this through in your mind. Take a few minutes and just run through exactly how you want to approach, okay? So set this Thanksgiving up on your terms. You decide what's going to happen. You decide what you're going to eat. You decide what you're going to feel. And you're going to find, just from listening to this, it's going to change things. So I want to thank you very much. I really appreciate you being on this call. And I want to wish everyone a really great Thanksgiving. And I hope you know, this has been useful for you. I think you're going to find that it changes things up one way or the other without willpower. So have a great, great, great Thanksgiving. Enjoy yourself. And thanks a lot. Have a great night.